The mighty Mississippi and the trail of destruction caused by a hurricane whose fetching name has left a very bitter taste. Katrina, nature's fury that has now unleashed a political storm. 5 days after the eye of that storm did this, killing no one knows how many, the cavalry is now on its way. The longest aid convoys ever seen on American soil are making their way to New Orleans. The superpower is finally behaving like one. Most of the city's inhabitants had fled, but the thousands that stayed behind are now living in utter squalor. These trucks will bring much-needed relief, but they will not quell the anger that has been brewing with every day that the water, the food, and the medical aid has failed to materialize. New Orleans, the Big Easy, one of the grandest and most gracious cities in America, now resembling a vision of hell, especially for the poor blacks, the underclass of the world's richest and most powerful nation.
And they've been making promises to us that they were gonna move us, and we've been believing in it, and people just really been getting frustrated at this point.
Everywhere and every hour, new bodies appear. Even now, the sick and the elderly have been dying. Some are holding on, but only just.
No sip, sir. All you need to do is start taking little sips of water.
New Orleans is now a city besieged by legions of police, army, and National Guard. There is a shoot-to-kill order for all looters, even though many of the people we saw were merely taking the bare necessities not provided by the authorities. Today, the arrival of aid may have heralded a turning point in the fortunes of their lives, but the political winds unleashed by Katrina will continue to howl for a very long time. Matt Fry, BBC News, New Orleans.